The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, we'll review day one of Donald Trump's impeachment trial. How did his cheap idiot lawyers do? We'll find out. I'm here today with the Trinity, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. What's up, gang?
Hey.
What's up?
Moses is still out sick, I am sad to report. He's had the Tom Brady flu ever since like 10 p.m. Sunday night. I shit you not.
Wow.
He was fine. He was fine at 10 p.m. I talked to him. We text all the time. You know, we're besties. And then he just, right after the game, fell ill. Yeah, he's got strep throat, stomach flu. It's not COVID. But, you know, he's on the mend. Antibiotics. I don't know why I let people get sick in heaven. But, you know, it can be fun sometimes. He's having some chicken soup. Also here with us today is Satan. What's up, Satan?
Hello.
Welcome back, Satan.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. Thanks for jumping in last second and filling in for Moses.
Well, wait, maybe Satan got Moses sick so Satan could come back on the show.
Oh, what? Little old me.
That does sound like something Satan would do.
Yes.
I saw him last night. Got
you
him
saw
really
him last
badly
night?
Badly
yeah.
sick.
Leave Moses alone.
Hey, he came to my house. He was like, hey, you want to get a couple brewskis? I was like, we're supposed to be social distancing. So I gave him a stomach flu.
Yeah, what's the deal with Tom Brady? Why do you love him so much?
Gosh, what a man, am I right? Something about him just screams, he could kill women, I think, right? And that's why I love him. There's something in
he
his eyes.
He does have
that
look in his eye. It's like, serial killer?
Yeah.
God, you have a lot in common with Tom Brady. Y'all both love your sons a whole lot.
Does he love his son?
Would you kiss Jesus on the lips?
Wait, did Tom Brady do that?
He did.
Would I kiss Jesus on the lips? Well, first of all, Jesus isn't my son. I have no son.
But if you did, would you kiss him on the lips?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
You know, it's a parent thing. It's not the same. You love them.
I don't know. You haven't seen the video.
I haven't seen it. Was it a sloppy one?
Am I the only one who's seen the video of Tom Brady getting a massage and his son comes in?
Hold on.
Come
How
here.
Old is the son?
Like 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. And it's
and
a
the
long
kiss was
one.
On the lips?
It's not, yes.
It's a long one.
No tongue or anything, but it's like,
of course,
it's long.
Of course.
No, don't say of course because we don't know, but it's like.
I assume that if there had been tongue. You would have led with the tongue.
They wouldn't
story.
Have done it on the video, but I'm just saying we don't know.
You wouldn't have buried the tongue.
They really right, love so each other.
Well, yes, he's a strange dude.
In a parent way.
He doesn't believe in eating tomatoes.
Which I'm fine with, by the way. I do not like tomatoes. Tomatoes are wet.
Or any nightshades.
They make your
sandwich
soggy.
But I think that he's fueled by Satan. I think he has the pick of destiny or something because this is just impossible. Statistically, it's absolutely impossible. You do a video game, you'll never come out with these results, but good for him. All right, so and stop killing Moses. You're killing Moses. Let's answer a question from one of our patrons. Mania asks, God, have you or the God Squad seen the Trailer Park Boys? Have I seen the Trailer Park Boys? I smoke weed. Yes, I've seen it. I've seen it three times all the way through. It's insane. I spent like all of 2017 basically just getting through it doing that. Has anyone else seen it, though?
I have not. I saw this show up in my Netflix recommendations, though, and I had no clue what the hell it was. And it doesn't look like something that would interest me.
It doesn't look like something that would interest you. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched it.
I've only seen clips online.
Yeah, you've only seen clips online.
That's all I've seen. Is the memes. Satan's a big meme guy.
Holy Spirit, I know you've seen it.
I have seen clips online as well, and I consider that seeing it. So yeah, I've seen
it's pretty bad, but it's also pretty good.
People like it.
Yeah, I mean, Bubbles and that other guy, Julian. It's really funny. It has its moments. You know, it's just, there's just so much of it. You know, you think you've run out of funny improvised sitcoms to watch, you know, and then here comes the Trailer Park Boys. They've been going forever. I think they're still making new seasons. They've really beaten that horse.
Yeah, there's like 12 seasons.
There's too many seasons.
Yeah.
And now they're making cartoons. I don't know, because they're getting too old, but I love it. It's really funny. Yes, I've seen it. Okay, so there's your answer. If you want us to answer your questions, right here on the God Pod. Join our Patreon. You'll also gain an extra 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half a week of extra bonus, exclusive, premium content, whatever you want to call it. Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. What do you want to talk about, gang?
Well, I hear there's another impeachment trial going on.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching because I feel like we know the outcome. So I'm just like, why?
Right, because I told you the outcome. You're like, God's right. No one's going to change their mind. 17 Republicans. That's insane.
But I am kind of regretting not tuning in because Trump's lawyers were apparently total embarrassments.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, you can just get like the Cliff Notes from Twitter.
Yeah, the highlights.
And get the highlights. Speaking of the highlights, I cobbled together some of them here. Biden says he's not watching Trump's impeachment trial. Quote, I have a job.
He doesn't really care about punishing his enemies, unlike Trump.
That's a very grandpa thing to say, too. That's very grandpa.
I have a job.
I have a job.
No, I'm not watching TV. I have a job.
I have a job. Get off my lawn. You know who my favorite character on The Simpsons is? Grandpa Simpson. Isn't he the best?
He's great. He's really nuanced character right there. Of all the Simpsons characters, that's definitely the best.
He's the best. He's old. I identify with that. Yeah, so he says he's not watching. I mean, I don't know. I checked out some of the Cliff Notes. They started out with this video. Did anybody see this video?
I haven't, but I've seen people talking about it.
Okay, so we haven't been watching, but we're going to talk about it anyway.
I mean, you don't have to watch it if people are just going to talk about it on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. It happened like 30. I caught it live 30 days ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, who needs to watch this?
I lived through that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Satan was there. And
I loved it. It was a blast. I was right in the Capitol.
Yeah. You and Trump were sitting there just grinning and laughing along. And you helped him put out those videos, right? Where he was like, we love you. You're very special.
Mm-hmm. Trump was like, yeah, should I do this? And I said, buddy, now or never. Come on. In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's go.
It's now or never. Exactly. Last game of the season. Can't hold back now.
You got, like Tom Brady always says, work harder. Kiss your son.
I sent the video in the chat so y'all could see him kiss his son.
Oh.
He's 11.
I was wondering if I could check my fantasy team.
What do I get?
You know, Jack, everything comes at a cost, bud.
That was like a peck.
The second kiss shared by father and son prompted tweets from viewers using words like very disturbing and uncomfortably long.
It's a long, lingering kiss.
Too
that
long.
Poor kid.
Too long.
Holy shit, that was creepy.
Oh, no.
I guess like,
that was exponentially worse than I thought it was going to be.
That was, yikes.
At first I was like, did I misremember? But then I was like, no,
calls it back. He calls it back saying that was just a peck.
Everything comes with a cost.
Oh, everything comes with a cost, and that is a long
and his son was like,
oh,
this again.
The kid
like,
is
he
like,
does
yeah,
it
he's
every
not happy
day
about it.
I guess, yeah, on one hand, you know, he wants to be affectionate towards his son while he's still young because he can't show affection this way when he's older.
No, that is definitely
he's looking
strange.
At tits by now.
That's how it is in that family.
Oh, man.
I can't believe he said that was just a peck and called his son back for a longer time.
That was the thing.
Give me more, okay. Son.
Shirtless, like maybe fully naked. We don't know, on a massage table.
Okay, so that's how everybody knows. Usually we don't record video on. This is our first episode we're doing video on. And clearly Holy Spirit is trying to make me actually throw up. That was your best punch.
I just wanted to share it. I keep bringing it up in conversation and no one knows what I'm talking about. Okay. There it is.
All right. Well, that was... I don't think I can talk about this boring-ass nerd shit Viceroy fucking impeachment trial anymore. After that, I feel like someone just hit me over the head with a baseball bat.
He said, what do I get? What do I get? If you look at a score of your fantasy football league, what do I get?
Let's pop it out of this.
What? How is that equivalent?
The reporter's saying his son asked if he wanted to check his fantasy football standings, and then the son's saying, can I check my fantasy?
Everything comes with a cost, and that cost is a long, lingering mouth kiss.
It was very long. We'll link it in the show notes. We have show notes on this show. Let them see it.
Oh my!
The people on the right thought that photo of Hunter kissing his dad, or vice versa, was bad. God.
Yeah. So, go ahead and blast us out on Twitter. God,
it's all fun and games in the Brady household.
This is like
we are not
strange.
Saying anything. We're not saying Tom Brady's doing
just,
anything weird for the
questions
son.
Here. Yeah,
we're just saying
questions.
That is like that. That is that. That's something that happened. It just everything,
that,
all of the
that
ingredients
happened.
Yeah.
What year was that?
It's fine to kiss your kids, you
I
know.
Think it was only
it's
two or
like,
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Questions, you know, just discuss amongst yourselves. A, should fathers mouth kiss their children?
A redo. It was like a redo.
Two, how long should it be for? Because in my mind, I'm like, okay, a peck.
I say, let the kid decide. Maybe if the kid just wants to give you a peck.
Yeah, right.
Let
the kid
come
decide.
On.
You know what, Satan? I agree with you. Pro-choice.
Let the kid decide.
Yeah, don't make the kid come back.
And that's what Jesus family said. Let the little children come on to me and decide.
If your child is visibly shrugging and exasperatedly mouth kissing you, that's fucked up.
I don't think they want to do it. Yeah,
I don't think they want to do it.
And the documentary left it in.
He could be stealing his son's power. Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's a good. I like that better than the thing that would get you sick. God,
don't let Moses see this. He's going to be sick for another week.
Wow! You never know where the God Pod is going
to
go.
To court.
I had this whole thing about the impeachment plan. And believe me, it was boring as shit. And here we are. Well, yeah, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's absolutely disgusting. I will never think about 7-time Super Bowl champion Tom Brady ever the same.
I definitely kiss Tom Brady like that.
Yeah, he's like, how many Super Bowls do I have to win?
I'd give him a peck and get him asking for more.
Give him a little taste.
A little taste of what Satan throws down and let him go, what was that? Just a peck?
Everything comes with a cost. Anyway.
I got to hire him down in hell. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, is Tom Brady going to hell? What do you think, Satan?
I don't know if you read that verse in the Bible that you wrote, but I think it's like Ecclesiastics 7.
Ecclesiastes.
Yes, it says like 6 Super Bowl rings, you're in heaven.
7 Super Bowls, your kids have to mouth kiss you anytime you want.
You get permission.
Long as you
yeah,
want.
You get that written off. You get mouth kisses from kids.
Good Lord.
No.
So, back to the impeachment trial.
Anyone kissing their child during it?
I heard that this Senator Kennedy called Bernie Sanders an ignorant slut today.
No.
Everybody's
talking about that. Anybody see that?
No.
What?
Oh, no. He accused somebody else of calling Bernie an ignorant slut. And here, I'll just drop it in chat.
Is there a clip? Is Bernie getting a massage topless while this happens?
It really makes no
sense.
Give
me one more kiss. give me one more kiss.
But I, in general, I mean, do you know who Senator Kennedy is?
I would say he's a Kennedy.
He's a Republican, and he's from, like, Louisiana. And he sounds like Foghorn Leghorn. I say, you'll see. Play the clip.
You call Senator Sanders everything but an ignorant slut.
That is not true.
And
when you see how that guy sounds, right? You call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut. And then this next, and then I also pasted here, Bernie responds.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut. Okay?
Thank you. I don't know how I should take that, Senator Kennedy, but Senator Kane. Okay.
The person laughing in the background.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. They call, you know, is Bernie an ignorant slut? I don't know. It's a fair question. I don't think so. I think this comes from like the 1970s Chevy Chase.
I think he's quoting Anchorman.
Other than that, I heard Michael Scott say it on The Office when he called Dwight an ignorant slut. And Satan, you're like, you run the world of improv comedy, right?
Yeah, that's me. All improv is straight evil.
Yes, and I just feel like Senator Kennedy, he's clearly just like a deep fake. He's a plant from the world of improv comedy, right? He's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
He studied at Iowa West before it went down for, you know, 5 or 6 years, was on a team. Is this too inside baseball? I'll expand
a little bit.
It's okay. Yeah. And he just committitted to the role. And he's just staying in there now.
Went right into politics and
waiting for somebody to wipe that scene. Run across the stage.
He's just waiting for somebody to run across going, oh, okay, funny.
And scene, yes.
Can we get a suggestion? What's an object you can hold in your hands?
I heard dick. Nobody say dick. We're not taking dick. Non-geographical location.
Yeah, well, everybody knows that the Senate is mostly just a big improv set.
Clearly. I mean, isn't life just improv, right, Satan?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And Bernie Sanders, he did the interesting thing of kind of negating by saying, I don't know how to take that.
Yeah.
You don't want to
Bernie's
do that.
Not too good at the improv.
It's like when you pull an audience member on stage.
You want to go, yes, I am an ignorant slut. And I want $15 per hour.
Wouldn't that be, what if Bernie had said that? Wouldn't that have been great?
I'm a slut for socialism.
I really liked it how he just went, I don't know how to take that. Let's move on.
Yeah, where does this shit come from? So basically, the long and the short of it is, the first day went horrendously of the impeachment. Trump didn't, he has like lawyers you get on TV. I heard even one Republican changed their mind.
Well, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of this whole thing is that Trump could have done whatever he wanted. He ain't getting impeached, you know?
I know.
Yeah. We'll see. They got one person to actually. He didn't change his mind about what should happen. He just said there should be allowed to be a trial.
Well, because Trump lawyer Bruce Castor's performance was so bad.
Why was it so bad? Because I didn't watch. Tell me, Jesus.
Well, he started by saying we've changed our whole strategy because the House Democrats did a really good job in their presentation, admitting that they had a really good case. That's what they opened with.
Yeah, he admitted he was like the American people voted to remove President Trump from office. I think is something he said.
Oh yeah,
in that.
He screwed up. Yeah, right.
It was like he was doing the extemporaneous speaking from when you went to like literary in high school.
Yeah, he was just improvising it.
It just amazes me that like he's out of office and the clown show continues. It's like the same stuff that we saw while he was in office.
And apparently, he was really mad at how it went. So that's nice.
It's nice to know he's watching it.
Yeah, I know. Don't you miss his tweets? Wouldn't it be nice to, like, hear him freaking out about this? Those were fun.
I feel like he'd just be trial by combat, all caps, right now.
Those were the days. Yeah, who would fight for him?
Triple H.
Thank you. Exactly. Triple H. And who would the Democrats get?
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. A Royal Rumble.
That doesn't sound like a fair matchup. But so QAnon believers say the impeachment trial means Trump is still president. Satan, you really just keep outdoing yourself with the stuff you're telling these idiots.
Don't you love it? We're really in the bank just going, what are we going to do next?
You are on fire, my friend. You have never been funnier.
It's honestly, writing is tough. Writing people's fates is difficult. It's a slog. But every once in a while, you just hit that stream of gold and you just run with it. And this whole QAnon thing has been gold after gold after gold. It's just something I can come up with every day. Something new.
You're the real Q, right? Yeah. Great job with that. I mean, I'd hate, but I'm just so jealous of your social media mastery. It's amazing.
I mean, it's easy. What rules do I have?
Can you run my Twitter account? Can you start writing my tweets? Because I
happily,
can't.
Happily.
I just can't. You know what? I don't belong on Twitter. I can't handle it. It's too fucking harsh.
All you do, it's a Mad Lib. You say QAnon believes, fill in something, then you add Trump president at the end. Whatever you want. That's it.
It's a Mad Libs. It really is. Mad Libs.
I really love the relationship between God and Satan because you just wouldn't expect this type of
friendship.
Camaraderie. Yeah, it's really beautiful. I think
right.
It's a love-hate relationship, you know?
It's mostly love, though, it seems.
But you like those moments where we're like, you know what? We're so alike.
We're yeah. These all-powerful beings constantly battling.
Yeah, I know.
Once in a while, you just got to sit down on a podcast and talk it out, you know?
I think this is good for us, really. You know,
it's like that moment in Heat where the two people sit down.
See, look at this. He can bond over movies, too.
Oh! So you're Robert De Niro and I'm Al Pacino. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly
right. Oh, man, Satan, great reference. You should come over. We should smoke a joint and watch Heat.
We're supposed to be social distancing, but I'll break it for you, God.
That would be.
That's love.
This is so uncomfortable.
I think I feel like this is bad for the universe if you start getting along. I think you two need to
I don't
be
know.
At
I
odds.
Think. Isn't it good to be friends and connect in this time of the pandemic? Isn't connection what we all need? I think it's great. And you know what? I'm tired of there being animus between us.
I agree. I think, well, we did such a great time last time on our mashup with the Seven Plagues of Egypt.
Yeah.
That was a blast. Remember that?
That was the last time.
One of the times that we bet $1 on like Job's fate. And then totally ruined his life.
What a blast. That was hilarious. That brings me back.
That was like our Trading Places moment. We bet we ruined his life for $1.
I see the episode title now. God and Satan bury the hatchet.
Yeah, I think it's great. This is like that moment in Zoolander where, you know, Zoolander and Hansel become friends. I was whack.
I was whack. Let's do the scene. Let's do the whole scene right now. While Jesus and the Holy Spirit
Why,
just watch.
You know, your work in 2020 made me want to be God again.
The only reason I did it was because of what you did in the 90s with Bill Clinton and that whole prison thing. That was inspiring. That was hatred. And I needed to step up my game.
All right. Well... We're going to hug now and maybe experiment with some 10-second lingering kisses. The Lord has spoken.
If you're enjoying the God Pod and want to help us grow, visit patreon.com/thegodpod and pledge today. You'll receive instant access to many more exclusive episodes of the show. Thanks, humans.